It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, the 26th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here's a big idea to chew on as you recover from the holiday revelry. A dog is said to be our best friend, but what if technology became mankind's worst enemy? Not long ago, we mentioned that Cambridge University is starting up an institute to keep an eye on things that could someday wipe out the human race. It's got a title that would do Albert Camus proud, the Center for the Study of Existential Risk. We wanted to know more and have now tracked down one of the center's founders, an entrepreneur and engineer who helped invent one of the fixtures of the digital world as we know it, Skype, the video calling system. Jan Tallinn, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We reached Mr. Tallinn at his home in Estonia using, since he helped invent it, Skype. He says he thinks about long-term problems this way.
Humanity is seriously underinvesting in them. For example, we are investing more in lipstick research than we are in making sure that we survive this century as species. Worrying about long-term issues is definitely something that very few people are doing. Therefore, my time and my money can actually make a big difference in that area.
Already NASA is studying the remote possibility that an asteroid might someday hit the Earth. The risks of nuclear technology running amok has been a central fear since the end of the Second World War. At Cambridge, the mandate is wider. What about the rise of machines, robots that may someday make autonomous decisions? Tallinn is especially worried about technology that breeds other technology without the guiding hand of human beings.
Once we have something that we no longer can control, once the technological development is kind of yanked out of our hands, it has to continue to be beneficial for humans.
Now, it may be that the military runs into these issues before the rest of society because they're at the cutting edge of working out destructive technology.
Yes, it certainly can be. Like if you have some kind of automated weapon going out of control, then this can be very damaging. However, it's different from where you actually have technologies that might develop their own technologies. Like you no longer need to figure out how to control something that you created. You need to figure out how to control something that something else created.
If this sounds an awful lot like the plot of the Terminator movies, the fact is that science fiction has a long lead in probing ethical questions before the real technology catches up. What makes all this a tough nut to crack is that ending existential risk is what's called a public good.
There is no way to reduce existential risk and profit from it. Therefore, it is important that we wouldn't just leave it for the economy to sort it out.
If there becomes a risk to the human race posed by technology, solving that, preventing it, benefits every single human being on Earth. Therefore, there's not a business model. You can't take advantage of it as a business.
Exactly. So what I've been doing over the 2 years or so is identifying different organizations and people who are aware of these issues. And I have both supported them monetarily and also have basically introduced them to each other to make sure that there is some kind of growing ecosystem of organizations that would not really benefit from the support of markets.
The Cambridge University team that Jan Tallinn funded is joined by the Oxford University Center on the Future of Humanity in this effort to try to figure out what is happening today that could hurt the ability of later generations to survive. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.